This is for the person who keeps having those moments over and over again where you start to feel very clear and very hopeful, and you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to change my life today. Like, this time it's real. And then the moment passes. You end up right back where you were before, with the same thoughts and the same reactions and the same habits. So hopefully I'm here to help you with that. This isn't a meditation. This is more of a reset. Because something important is happening there when you do that. You see, change does happen in the moment. And the decision happens in the moment, the awareness happens in the moment, and the shift begins in the moment. That part's very real. You can absolutely change in a single now. But what most people miss is that they don't stay there. They touch the moment, they feel clear, they feel different, and then they drift back to what's familiar. So the moment isn't the problem. Leaving it is, because the new version of you is only alive in that beautiful, wonderful moment, that state of being where everything was perfect for a second. And if you don't keep returning to it, your old baseline will take over again. Now, your baseline is your default mode. It's who you are on a random Tuesday when you're tired. It's who you are when nobody's watching. When nothing exciting is happening, when you're just kind of living. That's the state you keep returning to, and that's the state that's actually running your life. For some people, though, that state can be anxiety or irritation. Sometimes it's self-doubt, just complete numbness. And for others, it may just be calm, may just be steady. But whatever yours is, that's what you keep broadcasting. That's what you keep going back to. So you have to be honest for a second. When things do get quiet for you, where do you go? When you wake up in the morning, when you're driving, when you're in the shower, and your mind starts talking, what does it say to you? What's the sentence that plays automatically? Is it nothing's ever really going to change? Is it I always end up back here? Good things don't last. Maybe it is what it is. I'm behind. I'm not enough. It's okay. There's no shame in thinking like that. Seriously, there's none. Because this isn't about attacking yourself. It's about noticing the pattern. Because you can't change something you refuse to look at or own. And here's something else that matters. Just because something feels normal doesn't mean it's true. It just might mean that you've practiced it over and over for years. So the shift doesn't start with forcing yourself to be positive. It doesn't start with pretending you're confident. It doesn't start with repeating words or mantras that you don't believe. It starts way smaller than that. It starts with choosing something slightly better to return to. Not something fake, not something huge or dynamic even. Just something you can hold without rolling your eyes at yourself. Maybe it's, things can change for me. Or, I don't have to keep being who I've been. Maybe this isn't permanent. Something simple, something believable. And here's the real practice. You don't need to feel it perfectly. You just need to return to it. Return to it more than a return to the old state of being. That's it. Because right now you've been returning to the old baseline for years. But of course it feels stronger and it feels automatic. And you've rehearsed it over and over again. It's understandable. So, but when you catch yourself slipping back, when you notice the old sentence play again, don't turn it into a moral failure. Don't make it mean you're broken. Just notice it and then come back. Go back to that really wonderful thing you wanted to change. Start to feel that more. Start to make that your baseline. That's the work, coming back over and over. on random days, on boring days, and on hard days. That's how a baseline eventually changes. Not in one big emotional breakthrough, but in the quiet, repetitive choice of what you return to. And if your baseline doesn't change, neither will you. So, if you want your life to change, those clear moments can't stay rare. They have to be familiar. They have to become normal. And remember, that doesn't happen all at once. It happens by what you practice returning to. So remember, when you have that really cool thought that I'm going to change today, stay in that baseline as long as you can. That's the one you want to go back to, not the old one. You know, your life probably rocks more than you think it does. Enjoy it. Change. You got this.